Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 20 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about giving excuses. Giving excuses. Many of us listening to this, we know that there are many people that their destinies have really been hampered by this. And I'm really hoping that you're blessed by this short message. And it also serves as a point of encouragement. And I'm not saying all these things to say that, oh, wow, I don't give any excuses. No, I definitely give excuses, right? But I try to minimize them. And I'm trying, still working every day to try to eliminate them. And for today's topic, I'm going to be using an anchor scripture of Proverbs chapter 22, verse 13, right? Proverbs chapter 22, verse 13, right? It says, the sluggard says, there's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square, right? The sluggard says, there's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square. So what is an excuse? An excuse is basically a reason you give to not do something, right? Or a reason you give for why you may have missed out on something. Now, one thing many people don't realize is that when you give excuses, you're pretty much postponing your promotion. As long as something is God's will, when you know that God has told you to do something, don't give any excuses. Do it, right? Like, for example, Abraham, when God commanded him to go and sacrifice his son, the son that he loved, God made sure that he clarified, the son that you love. Abraham did not argue with God. He did not give any excuses. He didn't say, oh, I've waited for this child for 20-something plus years. No. He immediately handed it over to God. He obeyed immediately, right? Really, a person that gives excuses is the kind of person that does delayed obedience. And the thing is, after all is said and done, delayed obedience is disobedience, right? So I'll encourage you, stop postponing your promotion. Do it now, right? Even the Bible says that now is the time of salvation, not tomorrow. Because the thing is, one thing you can pretty much never guarantee is tomorrow, right? Because look at us, many of us last year. We're like, oh, many people like maybe like when January 1st of 2020 started, they had all these great dreams, great plans, great aspirations. But boom, COVID hit. And because of COVID, look at many people's lives that were upended. Look at the hundreds of thousands of lives that were lost, right? So the thing is, you can never guarantee tomorrow. Go ahead and do that thing that you've been instructed to do today, right? Now is that time of salvation. Now is that time where you can make that change, right? Because the thing is, you see, if like, for example, people have certain bad habits in their lives. And they're like, oh, okay, I'm going to stop this bad habit. I'm not going to do this thing anymore. This will be the last time I'll do that thing. And then that last time never comes. They just keep postponing, giving one excuse after the other, right? The thing many people don't realize is that if that bad habit or that thing that you're supposed to do, you've done it a long time ago, you'll probably be far ahead of where you presently are. Again, you need to take that step of faith. Stop postponing your promotion, right? Plunge into the deep, right? Again, Peter did not give any excuse. He just said, okay, Lord, you know, we've tried all night, we didn't catch anything, but nevertheless, at your word, we'll plunge in our nets for a catch. And when you take that step of faith, right, plunge into the deep, the thing is, God will help you. God will come through for you, right? So the thing is, you know, one of the reasons that many people, you know, give excuses is just because of fear, right? Because of fear. The thing is, fear is a very powerful paralytic, right? But the thing is, you cannot get anything done in life when you operate from the perspective of fear, right? So the thing is, there are many outstanding instructions that God has given you, or there are many things you know you're supposed to do with your life. There are many things you know you're supposed to stop. There are many things you know you're supposed to begin, right? Obey. Do those things. Don't leave till tomorrow what you can do today. Go ahead and do that thing today, right? Get more out of your day. And really, one thing that really helps with not giving excuses is just having that just do it attitude. Don't keep beating about the bush that, okay, I will get this done so-so-so-and-so time. I will get that done so-so-so-and-so time. No, right? Because again, when you give excuses, you're pretty much walking in disobedience. That excuse that you are giving, there are many people that have countered that excuse and moved far ahead of you, right? So you don't want to remain at the back burner. You don't want to remain at the back burner in life, right? Dig into those things you know you're supposed to do and get going, right? Because this sluggard keeps saying, oh, there's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square. Well, the Bible says that we'll tread upon the lion and the adder, right? It says the young lion will trample on their feet, right? So the thing is, you have the lion of the tribe of Judah standing behind you, right? So no roaring lion of the enemy will be able to cut you down. So it's very important. I'm encouraging you today. Take that step of faith. Take that step of faith. Take that step of faith, right? Stop postponing your destiny. Stop postponing the great future God has in store for you. There are some of you listening to this podcast that God has great plans for you. And God has maybe wanted to accomplish those things for you in 2018 or 2019. But because of just disobedience, giving one excuse after the other, you've not been able to accomplish those things, right? So again, it's very, very important. Where you are now, you should never be satisfied with where you are. Always tell yourself that I could be better. I could go higher. I could do more for God, right? So again, what do you do? Again, stop giving excuses, right? You see many people, they pray. They say, oh God, please promote me. God, please help me do well on my exams. God, please, shower me with your favor and all those things. And then God will give them an instruction. And they don't obey. They give one excuse after the other. And then they wonder why they are still being held back in life, right? Again, it's very, very, very important. Very important. Stop talking. Talk is cheap, right? I like the part of the Bible that says, write the vision, make it plain. But after you've written that vision and made it plain, the Bible says that the person that hears it or reads it may run with it. You cannot just write your visions down. You need to run with those visions. You need to stop giving excuses, right? Again, you're asking God for promotion. But God has told you to do something. What have you done about it? What have you done about it? Again, Abraham did not get the wonderful blessings he got because he heard from God. No. He got the wonderful blessings he got because he added action to those words that the Lord told him, right? So don't be an excuse giver. Once you get an instruction, immediately obey. Don't delay. Many times I think of God's instructions as like a chain reaction, right? The chain reaction is like once one part set off, the next part sets off, right? So stop delaying God's plan concerning your life. Don't clog up God's assembly line. Get to work and stop giving excuses. And as you do so, the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. So again, one first thing that you can do to change your life, right? Again, you see somebody like, oh, I will give my life to Christ in the future. No. The Bible says now is the time of salvation. Now is the appointed time. So I will encourage you, if you want to start that journey of salvation, if you want to start that journey of life today, right? Go ahead and say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Cleanse me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your precious blood. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross for my sins and you died to give me new life. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your spirit and give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. For in Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations. You have stopped giving an excuse and you've taken one of the greatest decisions you will ever take in your life. And let me tell you this, when you give your life to Christ, your life becomes new. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away and all things have become new. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Christ has forgiven you. And guess what? God does not even remember those bad things you did. He said, your sins I will remember no more. And God is no longer condemning you. So don't condemn yourself anymore. Don't let anybody condemn you. Stand on the word of God. Get a Bible. Read it. Do what it says. And you'll notice that your life will begin to get better. And I will encourage you, if you want to find a good place to start in the Bible, start from the book of John. The book of John is very enlightening. It can teach you a lot about life and it will introduce you to basics, to the basics of being a true child of God. And I'll also encourage you to find company with other believers, right? Find a Bible-believing church. Again, there are many churches that say they are Bible-believing, but they actually don't follow the true word of God. So I'll encourage you, find a Bible-believing church. Attend it, right? Listen to what the pastor is saying. Find community with other believers. Begin to apply what the word of God says, and you'll notice your life turn around for the better. Personally, for me, I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. There are thousands and thousands of parishes all over the world. So if you are interested, just do a Google search for RCCG and you'll be guided in the right. There'll be one very close to you. So thank you for listening to me. Until next time, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.